From the 8th to the 12th centuries, Islam and Muslim political power then expanded exponentially under the Umayyads and subsequently the Abbasid caliphates. The Umayyad dynasty, which reigned from 661 to 750, ended what later generations would call the golden age of Muhammad and the rightly guided caliphs, and turned the caliphate into a hereditary monarchy dominated by an Arab military aristocracy. Centered in Damascus, the Umayyads completed the conquest of the Persian and Byzantine empires. The Umayyads were successful in acquiring power and wealth, symbolized by the lifestyle of the flourishing cosmopolitan capital in Damascus. Remember now the movement from Medina to Damascus and the growth of new cities. They established a strong, centralized, dynastic kingdom and empire. Although they used Islam to legitimate and rationalize their conquest, the Umayyads adopted and adapted the advanced government, institutions, and bureaucracy of the Byzantine Empire. The Umayyads met, though, with considerable opposition. Their new dynastic ambitions, imperial court, lifestyle, and materialism were considered by their critics to be innovations that undermined the older, pristine Arab Islamic way of life of the Prophet and the early community at Medina. Their strengths sowed the seeds of dissent and violence. One early opposition group was a splinter group, the Kharijites, those who secede or leave, the earliest example of radical dissent in Islam. The worldview of the Kharijites, who combined a rigorous Puritanism with a militant religious fundamentalism and exclusivism, continued to inform contemporary religious extremist groups, from the assassins of Egypt's former president Anwar Sadat to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda today. They believed in literal and absolute interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah, the example of the Prophet, regarding anyone who deviated from their interpretation of Islam, a non-believer, subject, therefore, to excommunication, warfare, and death. And we'll see later, this is precisely the position that Osama takes. The Shi'i were another opposition group, the followers of Ali. They also opposed the Umayyads because of their refusal to submit to Ali's authority and their illegitimate usurpation of the caliphate. In the 1970s, Shi'i would liken the Shah of Iran's authoritarian rule to that of Yazid, the son of Muawiyah, the founder of the Umayyads. And it was Yazid's army, remember, that defeated Hussein at Karbala in that slaughter that came to be remembered as the martyrdom. The Umayyad dynasty came to an end, though, in 750, after a revolt that led to the establishment of the Abbasid Caliphate. Under the Abbasids, who ruled from 750 to 1258, with their new capital in Baghdad, modern-day Iraq, the Islamic community peaked as an empire of wealth, political power, and cultural accomplishments. The Abbasid Caliphate ushered in an era of strong centralized government, at least in its early centuries, great economic prosperity, and a remarkable civilization. Jews and Christians, as well as Muslims, served in the Abbasid bureaucracy. Abbasid success was based upon trade, commerce, industry, and agriculture, rather than conquest. The Abbasids aligned their government with Islam and became patrons of the emerging class, this new class of ulama, religious scholars, supporting the development of Islamic scholarship and disciplines and building mosques and schools or madrasas. Enormous wealth enabled the Abbasid caliphs to become great patrons of art and architecture, culture, resulting in the florescence of Islamic civilization. Great urban cultural centers were founded in Cordoba, modern-day Spain, Baghdad, Iraq, Cairo, Egypt, Nishapur, Iran, and Palermo, Italy, eclipsing Christian Europe. From the 7th to the 9th centuries, manuscripts were obtained from the far reaches of the empire and translated from Sanskrit, Greek, Latin, Syriac, Coptic, and Persian into Arabic. The best works of philosophy, science, and literature from other cultures were appropriated, such as Aristotle, Plato, Galen, Hippocrates, Euclid, Ptolemy.